And welcome to Buffalo. We're on the road with the Jaguars. Brian Sexton along with Jaguars defensive tackle Malik Jackson as the Jaguars get set to take on the Buffalo Bills. Let's deal with the obvious first, and that is you have a team with six games left to play, Malik, 2-8.
Yeah.
Mercedes Lewis had been sort of the emotional leader of this team.
Yeah.
You're the highest paid player now, and you're playing at a huge level on defense. Mm-hmm. It's yours. How do you get this team ready to play tomorrow from a player's perspective?
From a player's perspective, it's just going out there and showing these guys what it takes as far as what I can do. Practicing hard every week, going out there, you know, just trying things and trying to learn the person you're going against and being a real pro's pro. And, you know, like you said, Mercedes went down and it's very unfortunate, but, you know, hopefully I can step up and be, you know, a leader for this team and kind of let them know what it takes to get to that postseason and, you know, can start now. We can still make it. We just got to keep working.
Blake said, and I thought it was really wise of him for a young player earlier this week, six games to play, packing the season in it all. It starts tomorrow, though, against the Bills. Does everyone have that one-game mentality?
I think so, and I think we have to have that now, now more than ever. I think, you know, a few weeks ago we were like, okay, we can do this. You know, we might lose a game here or there, but we can do this. And I think now it's like, for my mindset, it's like playoffs. You know, one game at a time. We need to win this game to go to the next game, and you know, it's that crucial, and it's that serious for everybody, and we're all on the same page.
Maybe the best defensive tackle of all time, Mean Joe Green, once said that stopping the run is an attitude. Do you agree with that, and does this team have the attitude because you get the Bills tomorrow?
I totally agree with that. You have to be nasty. You have to go out there and just physically put a man, another man, where you want him to be, and that's our goal as the lineman to go out there and do is move men. You know, keep LeSean McCoy in the pocket. Don't let him bounce out and try to juke guys, you know. So we have a real tall challenge because they have a great O-line and a good running back. So it should be fun, you know. And
finally, for a guy who played in Denver,
yeah.
42 really isn't that cold. And if there's no snow, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is beautiful weather. I mean, this is beautiful football weather. I know a lot of guys living in a warm city, you know, a lot of guys aren't used to playing in the cold. And it's just the mindset. You know, we have to play out there anyway, and that's my mindset. So just, you know, if we have to play, just go out there and give your best performance. Who cares if you, I'm sure the viewers don't care if it's cold. They want us to win. So that's our mindset.